Eva Kodja, Tofodja Roy, Gdi Erklar Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. Joe Bollard with you once again with another edition of Sounds Irish. Now, I hope the programme finds you well and that you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's, well, a little special programme. Let me say, first of all, that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me at any time. But, of course, you can contact me by email. That's joebollard2@aircon.net. J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D, then a figure 2, at aircon, E-I-R-C-O-M.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Now, over the Christmas period, I've been getting more and more friends on Facebook. People who are listening to Sounds Irish and enjoying it by some of the emails I've been getting. So what I want to do this week, well, let me put you in the picture. Over the Christmas period, I was on a number of occasions with doing something I love. That's walking along by the sea. Yes, it was wintry weather, but I was well wrapped up in my guide dog York as a coat, as well, like a reindeer. I was thinking, coming home from one of the walks the other day, that what I'd really like to do on Sounds Irish, particularly, well, it's the second one of the year, a large dose of self-indulgence. So what I want to say to you here, that on this week's programme, you'll be hearing lots and lots and lots of my favourite Irish songs. Not all Irish songs, but songs connected with Ireland, because that's what the programme is all about. So if you say to yourself, oh, he's played that one before, he has. And he loves it, and more than likely before the year's out, he'll play it again. For instance, I'm going to start with my favourite Johnny McAvoy song. I've been, since a youngster, fascinated by the story of the Titanic. I think I told you this on more than one occasion. And I've read all sorts of books and listened to all sorts of plays and stories and discussions about the Titanic. So, without further ado, here comes the first large dose of self-indulgence. Joe Bollard playing a song recorded by Johnny McAvoy, telling the story of a young man who's fed up of Ireland and he's leaving with his new bride, and they're going to make a new life for themselves in America. But oh dear, the boat they sail to America on? Yes, you've guessed it, the Titanic. But before I play it, a little bit of explanation, and you'll hear that phrase quite often on Sounds Irish, a little bit of explanation. We have a legend here in Ireland. I wouldn't say it's a belief, but it's a legend, that we talk about the Banshee. The Banshee, two words, Ban and She, meaning fairy woman. And when you hear the Banshee cry, somebody's going to die. Here's Johnny McAvoy and the Ballad of John Williams.
When last I saw John Williams, a young man full of pride, to have his bride just 4 days stand shyly by his side, he laughed and slapped me on the back, said, boy, oh, can't you see, I've seen the last of windswept bogs and bogs, the last of me. And the peelers and the landlords from the risings of the moon. And if ever I return again, it'll be too bloody soon. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes. He said, my friend, I'll take my chance in far-off New York town. They say there's lots of work there, and a good man won't stay down. For with my lassie by my side, we'll build a better home. And when the sea trips over land, we never more will roam. So we said farewell upon the quay. There was nothing left to do but to pray for Joe and his lovely bride, that their dreams might all come true. Oh, I envied you, John Williams, and your lovely fair-haired bride, to be sailing on that mighty ship across the ocean wide. For she's the finest liner that was ever built by man. And they say there's naught can sink her, not even God's own hand. Man's pride can be his own downfall. That great ship sailed from home. I thought I heard the banshees cry. That chilled me to the bone. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes. Round and round I stay.
Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Ballard, as I said earlier, is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. So you can be prepared to listen to a lot of Johnny McAvoy music on Sounds Irish. And here's another icon in Irish music, and has been for the past goodly number of years. This is Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel, who hails from Donegal, and has done wonders both for Irish music and for Irish tourism, believe it or not, is singing a song that, it's not an Irish song, because I grew up with a very old 78 of, who was it, Al Jolson singing this, but this was recorded then by the Fury Brothers, which I've played on the programme a few times. And here's Daniel's interpretation of the song, When You Were Sweet 16.
First I saw the love light in your eyes. I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dreamed of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me ere my dreams of love are old. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. Last night I dreamt I held you in my arms, and once again you were my happy bride. I kissed you as I did on Auld Lang Syne, as to the church we wandered side by side. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me ere my dreams of love are old. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
Now, I make no apologies for playing this next track. It's got to be the most popular Irish song, not of all time, well, yeah, maybe of all time, but certainly within the last 40 years, written by Pete St. John. And it tells the story of the famine. Now, I want to explain a little bit about the famine, the Irish famine, the potato famine. It started really in 1845, came to its sort of peak in 1847, and then went on 1849. I think they began to sort things out just a wee bit. The staple diet of the rural part of Ireland at the time were potatoes. People lived in on small farms, and they planted potatoes, and they lived in a sort of a hand-to-mouth thing, but they existed. And they were ruled then by landlords. They had to pay high rents to the landlords for this land. But then the famine came, and the blight struck the potatoes, and the potato crop failed for years, and people starved. 1 million people, it is reckoned, died of starvation in the 4 years from 1845 to 1849, and over 2 million emigrated to places like Britain, US, Canada, Australia and South America. And so there was a great exodus of people from Ireland, and most of them never came back. They've started families and lives in this country. And now, and we're delighted to say, we have 4, 5 and 6 generations of people from those families that emigrated all those years ago. And here's the story of Michael. Michael had a wife, and he didn't want his wife and children to starve. So what he did was, during the night, he broke into Trevelyan's, who was the landlord, into his field and stole some corn that they could grind together and make bread. But he was caught and shipped off to Australia. And this all took place in Athenry, which is a village in County Galway, a beautiful place. And of course, you know what I'm going to play, Paddy Riley, that massive hit, The Fields of Athenry. But as I say so often, and I should have said this at the beginning of the programme, friends, you must listen to the lyrics of Irish songs, because they all tell stories, albeit this one a sad one.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl call. Michael, they have taken you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing, but so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Watch the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
You know, we Irish people love a hooly. A hooly is a party, except it's a bit more exciting than a party. We love a hooly. And whenever we get together, we sing, right? That's the first thing. Okay. So we may have a little drink or two, but we sing as well. And one of the songs that's always guaranteed to be sung at a hooly is this one. And it tells the story of a young man. Again, story. Are you paying attention? Yes, yet another story. It tells the story of a young man who falls in love with a girl, right? This is down in Tralee in County Kerry, which is in the south of Ireland, right down at the bottom, right? And he falls in love, but he has to go away. And he goes to the war in India, actually. And, yeah, when he comes back home from the war, by the way, the third verse is never sung. in this song, but we're going to give you the most popular first two verses, and then after that, I'll tell you what happened, right? So, he falls in love with the Rose of Tralee, beautiful girl. Here's new Barleycorn from a live recording of their interpretation of the Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful veil of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty that won me. Oh, no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle were spreading, and Mary, smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Ye was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won. The truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. On the far fields of India, mid war's bloody thunder, her voice was a solace and comfort to me. But the cold hand of death has now torn us asunder. I'm lonely tonight for my Rose of. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh, no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer. It was not her beauty alone that won. Truth in her eyes
ever a dawning that made me love Mary. The rose of Tralee.
Wasn't that beautifully sung there by the new Barleycorn? Now, I promise you I'll tell you the rest of the story. You see, he fell in love with Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The third verse, which isn't sung, well, rarely anyway, it says, "On India's dark plains, amid war's dreadful thunder, her face was a source of great solace to me, and the cold chains of war, they had torn us asunder, and I'm lonely tonight for my Rose of Tralee." But you see, then what happened? When the war was over, he came back home to Tralee to marry his Rose. And on the day he arrived in Tralee, she was being taken to the churchyard to be buried. So there you are. That's the story behind the Rose of Tralee. Now, if your name is Peggy O'Neill, and I'm sure we may have one Peggy O'Neill listening to us around the world, this is for you, Dermot O'Brien, another great favourite of mine, singing a song just for you.
If her eyes are blue as skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Peggy O'Neill is a girl who would steal any heart, anywhere, anytime. And I'll put you wise how you'll recognize this wonderful girl of mine. If her eyes are blue as skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill.
In the rural parts of Ireland down through the centuries, well, it's always been the poorer part of Ireland. Life was very tough for people living in the rural parts of Ireland, whether that's down in the south or up in the north. And parents were always trying to get the best for their children. They were trying to get the daughters married off to a rich man. Now, down in the village of Kilcorny, this father wanted his daughter to marry the rich countryman. but he wanted the countryman, wanted to come and see the daughter to see what she's like. So the father says, you go out there, Mary, and dance for him and show him what you can do. Step it out and show your legs to the countryman. So that he'll fancy you and get married and you'll be happy ever after. But you see, Mary didn't love the countryman. Mary loved somebody else, and there was a sad ending. Here's Danny Doyle's version of Step It Out, Mary.
In the village of Kildore, there's a maiden young and fair. For her eyes they shone like diamonds, she had long and golden hair. When the countryman came riding, he came to the father's gate. Mounted on a milk-white stallion, he came at the stroke of eight. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have wealth and I have money, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. I will build for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman. But kind sir, I love a soldier, I have pledged to him my hand. I don't want your house nor money, I don't want your goods nor land. Mary's father spoke up sharply, you'll do as you are told. You'll be married on the Sunday, you'll wear the ring of gold. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman. In the village of Kildore, there's a deep stream running by. They found Mary there at midnight, she drowned with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear the father say, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman.
Well, of course, you noticed my deliberate mistake. It's Kildore. That was the name of the village. And the sad story, Danny Doyle telling us there all about Step It Out, Mary. Earlier on, we spoke about the Rose of Tralee. But Tralee's not the only place that has a rose. No, Boston has a rose. Listen to Andy Cooney.
So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you, no threat to you I'll pose. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, and I know that's the way life goes. Now the autumn leaves are falling and the tourists have all gone, and the children they have all gone back to school, and my life is as it was before. I work 8 hours a day and the company is making all the rules. But there's a girl in Massachusetts, south of Boston town, she said. Her lovely face, Boston town, she said. Her lovely face, I met her down in home.
golden hair upon her head. I won her heart, but she stole mine away. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No threat to you I'll pose. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, and I know that's the way life goes. And some nights when I'm dreaming and my friends have gathered round, and just for fun someone brings up her name, well, I'll smile there with the rest of them. But I can't hear a sound. I love you, but to them it's all the same. And nights when I'm alone, my love, you come into my mind, and visions flash across my inward eye. Oh, goodbye, my Boston beauty, and until we meet again, I'll keep our fire burning deep inside. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No threat to you I'll pose. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, and I know that's the way life goes. I wish that you were.